she is, Susan Schmidt, Susie Sunshine, as we call her, from Westwood Holdings in Dallas. She's a senior portfolio manager and senior vice president of that particular organization, and she's in a wind tunnel. And by the way, our broadcast at the United Center before the Blackhawks take on the Sabres is brought to you by Geico. Visit them at geico.com or 800-947-AUTO. All right, jobs report, Susie Sunshine, and it was very sunny, wasn't it?
It was good. It was very sunny. It was a good number. So up 228,000. Expectations were for a number closer to 190,000, 195,000. So that's very positive. And the other number that came out today was consumer confidence, which also was very high. We had a 96.8 reading there, a little bit lower than where we were in November, around 98 in November, but still very positive. And so that means consumers are confident, we've got employment, and it bodes well for the upcoming holiday shopping season.
What about wages, Susan? Did we see any ticking up on that kind of things? I know a lot of people were looking potentially for movement there.
That's right, Anna. So what we did see in wages was consistent with the trends we've been seeing. They eased up just a little bit, not too much. They're up about 2.5% over last year. We saw just a small expansion in the average hourly earning. And so the unemployment rate continues to be very low at 4.1%. And I think overall, even though we're not seeing extreme wage growth, that's actually a good thing, because when you think about it, that is positive for businesses who are hiring people. They get spooked and backed off when they see wages accelerate too quickly. So if we can continue to get, you know, gradual up in the wages, I think that's actually a good thing if they're gradual. We don't want to see them spike up.
Right. Steady growth.
The interesting thing, though, I will say this. You know, the Pew poll came out and showed that Donald Trump has the lowest approval rating so far. However, he is getting credit for this economy, and he is getting credit for the stock market right now. But which is interesting, because he's getting credit in that poll, but yet his numbers are still low, which means that maybe the impact of that for poll goers and, you know, people who wish to be polled, you know, this, that he actually could increase his numbers if it's going as well as it is and his numbers are where they are now. Just a behavioral change will be immensely helpful to him, because you take that out of the equation and people already know that this thing is going well, and they credit him for it, you know. So maybe off the Twitter, and he's up 10 points. That would be my suggestion to him, but he doesn't listen to me now.
He doesn't listen.
All right. So that's a very interesting turn of events here, though. But does that, as you head into 2018, and the tax bill starts to actually, if it becomes law, and assuming it will, explain the mechanisms by which that actually can be an accelerator, or will it be?
Well, it's a question right now of whether it will be an accelerator. You know, we say in the markets, you buy the rumor, sell the news. So there was a lot of hype when you go back 2, 3, 4 weeks about the tax bill and what might be able to happen as there started to be visible progress on it and it looked like we were going to get something done. So that caused the market to go up in anticipation of that. Earlier this week, we saw a change in the mood in the market because it was sell the news. We kind of understood that something would happen on a tax plan, some form would go through, and so then the market backs off a little bit. And I think as we move into 2018 with the tax plan, it's going to be very interesting. Certainly, that lower tax rate is good for corporations. It's going to be very good for business. The tax plan, as we're seeing the different versions of it thus far, is really geared towards corporations. It's not really going to help the individual a whole lot. So what's going to be interesting is to see how that might impact consumer confidence as we move further into 2018. Certainly from a business perspective, I think that's going to be good. And I think that the stock market is still looking at earnings, looking at underlying fundamentals. If company managements are positive on the economy and positive about investing in their business, that's good for the economy overall, and that drives earnings, which should help continue support the stock market.
Okay, what is this thing about Wells Fargo and Donald Trump says that there could be major penalties for, quote, bad acts, could be substantially increased. What does that mean? And what does that mean for investors in Wells Fargo and for people who've got their money there?
Well, what Donald Trump is saying, and we've seen this, not recently, but we saw some comments from him earlier in the fall. Remember when he tweeted about Boeing initially and the cost of Air Force One,
yes.
And then he tweeted about Toyota. So there's a lot of bluster there. There's a lot of warning. Donald Trump himself does. He's not Janet Yellen, right? And so he is not Jay Powell. He doesn't sit in that seat. And the authority over Wells Fargo is the Fed. And certainly, you know, Congress has a role here and can get involved. But at the moment, you know, they're handling all of that. The issues that Wells Fargo is going through right now are not any more severe than what we saw during the crisis. And the financial crisis. And, you know, there you didn't see the president coming out and taking direct action. It was through the Fed itself, through Congress, that it was noted and different corrections were applied. I would expect that to continue to be the case. I think this is akin to his tweet about Boeing and the cost of Air Force One.
Okay. And Kevin and Violetta are putting together, they're each going to chip in, and they're going to buy a Bitcoin.
And oh, dear.
It's pretty pricey right now, isn't it? Over $16,000 per Bitcoin.
Well, can we borrow like $15,000?
Wait,
Susan, there's something weird going on here because it lost a fifth of its value in like 10 hours
right.
And then surged 40% in the past 48 hours. It's all over the board. And then you hear
it's
like major exchanges and banks like JP Morgan Chase saying we're going to start allowing our customers to buy this.
JP Morgan Chase, the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, has come out and said, we want no part of Bitcoin. We will not be investing in this. However, as a service to their customers, they have to provide some sort of mechanism to allow for the exchange or accounting of Bitcoin. So they're trying to figure out how to do that. But Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan, is on record saying he doesn't believe in Bitcoin, as are many large CEOs of large banks. So Bitcoin is a very interesting vehicle, and I would say this tells you, in some ways, this is the canary in the coal mine. This tells you that consumer confidence is really high. I would say that, as you just mentioned, Anna, the price is all over the place. So Kevin, Violetta, I recognize you're just gambling right now because we don't know what there's no investment here, right? You're speculating that there's going to be more demand for Bitcoin. Remember that you still can't use a Bitcoin to spend legally and pay for anything. So it's still this.
Yeah, but it's really cool right now.
It's hot on the streets.
Exactly. Yeah, it's cool.
So what's interesting is if you look at the Bitcoin chart, and Anna, you referenced this, look at how much it's gone up. So we call that a parabolic move. And anytime you see a commodity or any instrument do a parabolic move like that, you generally have a very disappointing and matching shape on the other side, which means it's going to correct. We don't know when, but it will. In that, you know, down 25-20% yesterday, just midday, and then bouncing back is an indicator of how much volatility is there. It's not regulated. We're going to get a little bump. Hometown Chicago, the CME and CBOE are approved now to trade futures on Bitcoin, and that happens.
Doesn't that change everything? They provide some legitimacy for it, or more legitimacy?
Well, it provides legitimacy for the futures, which will now be regulated. But remember that Bitcoin itself is still unregulated, and it has already happened where it's very plausible that, you know, people can hack in, steal Bitcoins. They're not identified with anyone. You can't get them back. This isn't the same as having your money in a bank account with some FDIC insurance behind it.
Right.
It's imaginary, right? You don't even have a Bitcoin.
Steve Mnuchin and his wife didn't
even
sign this thing.
It's completely imaginary.
Right. All right.
Oh, jeez.
Right. Well,
it scares me.
Let me tell you, little lady, all you with your fancy education and your big job titles and everything telling me about parabolic. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care. Booger, my next door neighbor, told me he's buying it, and I'm buying it with him.
All right. Let's see what happens. We'll check in with you later.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll keep an eye on that.
All right, Susan Schmidt, thank you very much. Appreciate it.